You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
This week, from October 10th to 16th, has been the 6th annual Homeless Action Week, organized by the Greater Vancouver Regional Steering Committee on Homelessness. As many people in Vancouver know, you don't have to walk far before seeing the evidence of city, province, and country failing to provide housing for its most vulnerable. In the picturesque Comox Valley, you may have to look a little harder, but that community is also struggling with a homelessness crisis. Helen Boyd is a mental health and addictions therapist, nurse, and one of the founders of Dawn to Dawn, Action on Homelessness Society. She joins us by phone this morning from Comox. Hello, Helen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. How did you first become interested in homelessness in your community?
Well, I certainly noticed the urban problem visiting Vancouver and Victoria, and was well aware, because of my role as a nurse and a counselor, that there was an issue in the Comox Valley. However, it had a very different face than an urban problem, but homelessness did exist, and it wasn't even in the forefront of the minds of politicians or even of the public at that time.
What is the face of homelessness in the Comox Valley?
Well, ours is a little bit less noticeable in that it's not on the street with people who are panhandling, but we have a lot of people who are living are couch surfing. So it's a much more hidden homelessness. Back in 2008, I participated in the first homelessness survey in 2006, and it was repeated again in 2008. And at that time, it was found that we had 250 people living in absolute homelessness in the valley, and another 3,000 who were at risk of homelessness. So pretty big numbers for a small rural area.
No kidding. I mean, you don't have a huge population in that area.
About 60,000, roughly.
Wow.
Yeah. And so for us, when we had done the first survey in 06, we were looking also at vacancy rates, and ours was exactly what was happening in the Comox Valley was a microcosm of what was happening in Victoria in terms of homelessness. Our numbers, the rate of vacancy rate was something like 1.5%. It's improved since then, but at that time, we were basically a same template of what was happening in an urban location.
So here in Vancouver, one of the many reasons is the low vacancy rate, but also the incredible cost of housing. Is that a similar issue where you are?
Yes, because the Comox Valley is a beautiful region. Anyone who's visited is well sought out because we're close to the ocean, to Mount Washington, and so the rents are quite expensive. And particularly in the valley, we've not had new construction of affordable housing in over 20 years. So there's the barrier in itself. Whatever has been taken down has been replaced by condominiums or duplexes. So not any net new affordable housing in over 20 years.
What is the face of homelessness? Who are the people who are couch surfing or who are at extreme risk of becoming homeless?
Well, it certainly crosses all socioeconomic status, and many people that we don't expect. We're certainly seeing lots of mothers with children who are experiencing homelessness, and of course, the people with mental health and addictions issue. But certainly it goes beyond the stereotype of who we would think is homeless, and often, you know, it's a recognition that it crosses, as I was saying, all the different barriers of society, and we have the same representation you would find in the city.
You know, one thing that people say about homelessness sometimes is that people come from other places to come and be homeless in the community. Is that true?
Well, actually, you know, all of the homeless counts that I'm aware of that have been done either in big cities like Vancouver or Victoria, most of them have dispelled that myth by basically stating that and showing that 85% are actual residents, and that's also bodes to be true in the Comox Valley. When I had participated in the first homelessness survey, 85% were in fact residents of the valley for at least 5 years. So those are our own. We do have a transient population, but certainly not as great as people would think. So we are serving the population that lives here.
Now, I mentioned in my introduction that you were one of the founders of Dawn to Dawn. Tell us about that organization.
Well, it's an organization that came about following the first homelessness survey that I had done and presented the findings. And a Rotarian approached me and wanted to do something about homelessness. And together we paired up and basically at a community meeting where about 70 agencies showed up, we founded Dawn to Dawn, representing our work, working from dawn to dawn on this issue, and action being the operative word, that we were really going to move on this and have done so since the start of Dawn to Dawn in April of 07.
So what do you have services that you offer people? How does it work?
Yes. Well, the first service that we implemented, or the first program, was a housing program, a residential program. We follow the philosophies of big cities and the U.S. where it's housing first and support services. So we established a residential program in a very novel way where we house two people who are on income assistance in a two-bedroom apartment. And we provide them with basics of furniture, hook up their hydro, provide them with staples, so that they basically get a chance to get back on their feet and move towards the goal of self-sufficiency. So that was started back in 07. And then subsequently in 08, because of my healthcare background, I proposed to the board of Dawn to Dawn a caravan, which was a novel idea, was that of using a refurbished mobile home to deliver health care services directly to the people who are in need, who are homeless or at risk in the valley.
So how does that work? What does the caravan do?
So the caravan is basically, as I said, a 27-foot mobile home that we totally refurbished, and people can view that on our website, and transformed it into a medical clinic. So three times a week in the evening hours and one afternoon a week, two healthcare professionals, whether it be two nurses or a nurse and a doctor, and an outreach driver go out to several locations in the Comox Valley where we know there are clusters of people who are living in homelessness. And we basically deliver healthcare services to them. So it basically is aiming to remove the barriers that exist to accessing services. So there's no wait list. There's no need for a health care card because, in essence, all our services are provided free of charge. So all these health care professionals, there are 30 that volunteer their skills for free. So they provide the medical services to the people that present.
So what are your plans for the future for tackling homelessness in your community?
Well, certainly we would love to see our housing residential program grow because we do know that that's the first step, is to provide housing for people, but also the support services. The beauty of the caravan is that we've been able to help people navigate both the healthcare system and the social services system so that they can, because transportation is not that of an urban city, we can help them with transportation. They don't have phones. We can help them with phoning. So these are all things that we could do even better if people were actually housed. So I think that one of our biggest projects is to expand on our housing program and to continue to meet the needs of people in terms of their health care, because if they don't have their health, they don't have anything really in terms of ability to become self-sufficient and gain employment and such. So that's really our role in terms of supporting the homeless population.
Well, it sounds like wonderful work you're doing. Helen, thank you so much for telling us about it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure to share with you.
We've been speaking with Helen Boyd. She's a mental health and addictions therapist, nurse, and co-founder of Dawn to Dawn. To learn more about what she's doing to combat homelessness in the Comox Valley, you can visit dawntodawn.org.